KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's check high school sports this morning. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released their first rankings for the 2019 girls soccer season on Monday. Locally, Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln is ranked 7th in the Class 3A first ratings of the year. Lewis Central checks in at number 2 in the 2A rankings, and they're joined by Glenwood at number 14. In Class 1A, trainers rated 6th, St. Albert 11th, and Panorama number 15 in the opening poll. On the field last night, girls soccer, Trainer beat Tri-Center 2-1, Lewis Central over Denison 10-0. In boys soccer last night, Trainer over Tri-Center 7-0, Bondurant Farrar topping Nottoway Valley West Central Valley 10-0, and it was Creston over Sheraton by a 2-1 final score. In high school girls golf action last night, it was Clarinda Downing Shenandoah and Essex in a triangular. Clarinda with a 198, Shenandoah 216, and Essex at 247. It was Tri-Center defeating AHSTW. 273 for Tri-Center, no full team score for AHSTW, but the Lady Vikes' Emma Jorgensen had the low round of 52. Also, Glenwood beat Trainer 206 to 268, and it was East Union winning a triangular with a 225 over Southwest Valley, who shot 253, and Sydney, who shot 284. In boys golf last night, Kemper Catholic edging Atlantic 158 to 163. Matt Gearhart of Atlantic was the medalist in that meet with a 37. Other scores for Atlantic include Dre Newell with a 41. Kyle Reno shot 42. Brandon Smith posted a 43 in that meet last night. Also, Tri-Center defeated AHSTW 185 to 207. Trevor Carlson of Tri-Center had the low round of 44. Clarinda beat Shenandoah 183 to 199. East Union down Southwest Valley, 222 for East Union. Southwest Valley didn't have a full team score. In high school tennis last night, in girls' action, it was Kemper Catholic shutting down Atlantic 9-0. Shenandoah over Clarinda 9-0. St. Albert beat Abraham Lincoln 5-4. Denison over Audubon 8-1. In boys' tennis, it was Kemper Catholic over Atlantic 6-3. Clarinda beat Shenandoah 8-1. St. Albert topping Abraham Lincoln 7-2. And Denison over Audubon 9-0. In high school track last night at the Lady Cardinal Relays, in Class 2A version, it was Glenwood winning with 158 points to edge Atlantic, who had 152 points for second place. Creston, Thomas Jefferson, and Shenandoah round out the top five. Among the individual winners last night for Atlantic, Haley Rasmussen grabbed the championship in the 400 meters. Also last night in the 3,000 meters, Taylor McCready of Atlantic was the champion. Atlantic's Haley Rasmussen also a winner in the long jump event last night. Atlantic also got some relay wins. The 4x400, the shuttle hurdle, and sprint medley relay titles all went to Atlantic last night. In the Class 1A portion of that Lady Cardinal Relays, it was Trainer winning with 108 points. Southwest Valley had 99 for second. Bedford, Lennox, and St. Albert round out the top five. Among some of the area winners, Megan Carley of Trainer took the 100. Annalie Bryce of Southwest Valley won the 200 meters. Stanton's Tara Peterson took the 400. Tori Castle of Trainer the 800. Cassidy Cron of East Mills wins the 100 hurdles. Emma Lucas of Bedford took the 1500 and the 3000 meters. Tara Peterson of Stanton wins the 400 hurdles. The discus went to Lexi Heyer of Southwest Valley. Riley Jensen of Essex took the high jump. Maddie Shipley of Trainer won the long jump. And Lucy Thiel of Trainer the shot put. In the relays, among the local winners, Trainer won the 4x2, then the 4x800, and the sprint medley relay, along with the distance medley relay championships last night. Also at the Kip Janvrin Relays in Panora, the women's title goes to Panorama with 218 points. Madrid was the runner-up, ACGC placing third. Among some of those girls' winners, Panorama's Cassidy Bremer took the 100. Bailey Beckman of Panorama took the 200 and the 400 meters. Kate Crawford of ACGC wins the 1500 and the 3000 meters. Morgan Jonk of Panorama won the girls 100 hurdles. Lydia Lindstrom of Panorama took the 400 hurdles. Panorama won the 4x100 meter relay, the 4x800, the distance medley, and the shuttle hurdle relay last night. Also, Morgan Jonk of Panorama won the girls high jump event. Bailey Beckman of Panorama, the long jump. Madison McDermott of ACGC, the shot put. Lydia Knapp of Panorama took the discus event title last night. On the boys' side, it was ACGC winning the team title with 133.5 points. Woodbine and Panorama were 2 and 3. Among the area winners, Panorama's Spencer Hunt took the 100-meter championship. He also won the 400. Clay Bilheimer of ACGC won the 800 and the 1600. Noah Nelson of ACGC took the 3,200-meter event. Luke South of Panorama won the 110 hurdles. Also in the boys' events last night, ACGC got championships in the sprint medley and the distance medley relay events. At the Warrior Relays up at Sergeant Bluff last night, Harlan was involved in those relays last evening. Among some of those girls' results that had to do with Harlan at the top, Lucy Borkowski picked up a win in the 3,000 meters for the Cyclones last night. Also, Harlan took the 4x800-meter relay and the shuttle hurdle relay titles last evening. Lauren Anderson of Harlan took the discus event. On the boys' side last night, among the championships posted by Harlan, Trey Gross took the 3,200-meter events. Harlan also a winner in the 4x100-meter relay last night. Harlan took the 4x2 and the 4x4 in addition to the 4x1 last night in that event. Michael Erlmeyer also took the long jump title for Harlan, and Derek Weyer won the discus event. Team ranking saw Harlan win on the girls' side with 159 points to Lamar's 135 for second. On the boys' side, Sergeant Bluff Luton posted 149 to edge Harlan by 1 point for the team title. In college basketball news, in the CIT semifinals last night, Marshall beat Hampton 80-78. It was Green Bay over Texas Southern in overtime 87-86. The CBI championships could come to a close tonight. Game two of that best of three series has South Florida at DePaul. USF has a 1-0 lead in that best-of-three series. Former Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg was introduced on Tuesday as the new coach at Nebraska. Hoiberg decided to get back into coaching after being fired last December by the Chicago Bulls. He takes over a Husker program that's been to the NCAA tournament once since 1998 and is the only major conference program to never win an NCAA tournament game.
We debated this. We just came to this final decision about 4 days ago that we were actually going to do this. Contrary to the rumors that were out there that this thing's been done for a while, it hasn't. One thing my wife and I talked about is we want this to be our last stop, and we're excited about this. Again, a lot of it's because of our family history here, but maybe as important are the facilities and the resources that we have in the fan support.
Hoiberg says Iowa State will always be a special place for him.
They've got a great thing going, and I hope that they would support this situation that I'm in now, and that they would be excited for where we are, because this is something that my family feels very good about.
Hoiberg was a star player at Iowa State, and as a coach led ISU to 4 trips to the NCAA tournament in his 5 years. Longtime coach Lute Olson and the late Rick Majerus headlined the 2019 class of 6 former players and 3 influential coaches selected Tuesday for the College Basketball Hall of Fame. Joining them during the induction ceremony this November are former Indiana star Calbert Chaney, Duke's Shane Battier, Purdue's Derry Dischinger, Ernie DiGregorio of Providence, UNLV's Larry Johnson, Stanford standout Todd Lichty, and longtime Valparaiso coach Homer Drew. Olson won 781 games during a decorated career at Long Beach State, Iowa, and Arizona, taking the Hawkeyes to the Final Four and the Wildcats to a trio of Final Fours and winning the 1997 title. Majerus, who died in 2012, won 517 games at Marquette, Ball State, Utah, and St. Louis. He was best known for his time with the Utes, leading them to the national championship game in 1998. Well, Nelson Cruz got a second chance and delivered a go-ahead single with 2 outs in the 10th inning to give the Minnesota Twins a 5-4 win over the sloppy Kansas City Royals yesterday in American League play. In other AL games, Detroit beat the Yankees 3-1, Baltimore over Toronto 2-1, Texas beat Houston 6-4, Oakland over Boston 1-0, Seattle beat L.A. 2-1. In interleague play, Tampa Bay topped Colorado 4-0. In the National League, Milwaukee over Cincinnati 4-3, Philadelphia beat Washington 8-2, Mets over Miami 6-5, Dodgers beat San Francisco 6-5, and it was Arizona 8-5 over San Diego. And the Alliance of American Football is suspending operations 8 games into its first season. A person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that the 8-team Spring Football League is not folding, but games will not be played this weekend. That decision was made by majority owner Tom Dundon, who also owns the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes. The league was co-founded by former NFL executive Bill Polian and television and film producer Charlie Ebersol. Polian says he's extremely disappointed, but all he's heard is it's about the money. The AAF aspired to be a league for players with NFL hopes, but it could not reach agreement with the NFLPA to use players at the end of NFL rosters. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.